Welcome, welcome to episode 33 of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. I am your host, Jazmar Jazz Bennett, mother, educator, host, and I have a dynamic show for you today. This is episode 33, y'all. You've been hanging in with me, and I greatly appreciate you. I think all of you guys who have been liking posts, who have been sharing, and definitely if you are following me on all of my podcast platforms, we are streaming on every single platform for podcasting. So make sure that you tune in. This podcast is dedicated to the power of the comeback story, the dope comeback story, right? So you know that we've all been through some things. So my purpose is to interview a myriad of people who have a common thread, and that is the comeback story for the month of June. June is very special to me because we know that Father's Day falls in the month of June, and Father's Day is actually this Sunday. What are you guys doing for your fathers? I hope you guys are making the special men in your life that you know who are fathers, I guess. I hope you guys are doing something special for them. So we do a lot of things for the mothers. So June is for fathers. How about that? We'll just celebrate. June will be for all of our fathers. And so for this collection of my podcast, I am interviewing a lot of dope fathers that I know. Either I've seen them on social media, I've interacted with them personally, but they all share a factor that they are superb dads. And so for today, I have Mr. Rajay Wilson on the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz couch, and I'm so happy to finally get to interview you. Rajay is, we're going to call you Raw. We call you Jay or Raw.
Rajay, baby.
Rajay.
It all go together.
Hey. So we're going to do Rajay. All right, Rajay is definitely a father of three beautiful girls, and he is a promoter, and he does promotions and marketing. And he does a fantastic job at that here in the Central Florida area. So holler at him for that. He'll give you more information about that a little later on in the show. But how you doing today, sir?
I'm all right. Good to be here on the Jazzy Jazz
you
show.
Know, all right. You know, Jazzy, J-A-Z-Z-I-E. I know we had to find.
Yeah,
you know, we had to show you
I
where
did.
It was at. So.
It took me a minute, but I'm here.
But you got it, right? Now. Okay. Yeah. So listen, I titled this show, what, you remember what the title was?
Nope. Oh, so
the
bad.
Good, I you see, that. I tried to give you a little old to that. The bad, because I remember you say it for me one time.
Bad, right?
So I said, the good outweighs the bad. And so today we're going to get into a great conversation about fatherhood. You know, we're going to introduce the viewers and the listeners, because I said viewers, you know, this is a traditional podcast, but I'm giving people an opportunity to watch live. So today we're going on IG live at Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. So we're live. I also sometimes go live on Facebook, but I'm trying to build up that Instagram following. So we're going to stay on Instagram for a while until we can do it simultaneously and maybe even switch over to YouTube as well. But Raw, introduce yourself to the people. How would you describe yourself?
This your boy, Raw J. K. Razzle Dazzle, better known as the mouth of Polk County. Bad. All right. No, but on the real, I'm Raw J. Some of y'all know me. Some of y'all don't. I'm basically just a stand-up guy, I guess you would say. I don't really know how to describe myself. I just do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm an entrepreneur. I also, you know, work a corporate job. I'm also a full-time dad. I mean, I do it all, you know, more so for my kids, mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day. So that's why, you know, kind of try to stay busy to, you know, show them that it ain't all peaches and cream.
Right. So, you know, you are a stand-up guy, and that's one thing that I noticed about you, and so that's why I invited you on the podcast for one of June's episodes, because what we see on social media, we see you being a great father. We see you being a guy that just loves to have fun, and we see you eating all the time. That's one thing. Listen,
eat.
I said, you know, you and I have a kindred spirit with that, because listen, this man is always somewhere eating. I think you may have introduced me to two places because I'm like, I may have somebody who can give me some competition when it comes to eating. So tell me about your love of food. Like what does it for you when it comes to food?
Well, what really does it for me is I cook a little bit, but my woman cook a lot.
Listen, so, shout out to your lady.
Shouts out to my woman. Love you, baby.
Yes. Fiance? No.
Yes.
Yes. Fiance. Yep.
And my grandfather, he was like the grandma for us. So he always cooked every Sunday. And I can cook, but I can tell you how it tastes better than I can cook, if that makes sense.
It does.
You might sell me out and be like, you can't make this, but I can tell you ain't make it right.
Right. You can tell them what they need to put in it.
You know, and the food situation really came from, I actually have, I don't know what you call it, a show, or I just go around and tasting foods and stuff. It's called The Raw Review, mm-hmm. where I go and review different foods or what have you. And it really came from, I went to this Mexican food truck one day.
I'm trying to tell you, that's what sold me right now.
I'm on Facebook, clowning around like I do.
Yeah.
Ate it, boom, it popped. And actually, it helped out that restaurant because they closed. They was open for like 10 years. They closed. Yep. They was in the back of their yard and all that.
I'm trying to tell you.
They told me straight up.
Go ahead. That's what they told you, because I'm going to tell
I
you my little story.
Back, you
you
know,
brought them back.
But
you
I didn't
had
do
us,
that intentionally.
Listen, you had us just walking. Look, this is what this. Listen, look. So I'm watching it, right? I'm a big fan of ramen, and I'm a big fan of pho. So they have what's the proper name for it? It's like a I eat it all the time. Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. I call it Mexican soup.
Yo, the barilla soup, right? So it's like with the barilla tacos, right? And so it's like this, the ramen, and they have the soup, and they, you know, open up the packages of the seasoning, and they put it in. Look, because I'm like him. I'm sitting here, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, yeah. We have to go. And I'm going to tell you, I was addicted. Whenever they posted, I was there. This dude had us going way out in the boondocks to go and get this taco because his review was just that dope. I'm like, where am I going? And I'm gonna tell you, chickens walking around the yard. I didn't care. This dude had people coming from. I know it had to be because of him. When I turned, it's rural, right? So just imagine you going into like a rural part of town, and then all you hear is like bass and music, and you see cars lined up for like the entire road. Like if any of you have been in Tallahassee before, I'm a be very facetious with this. It was kind of like Kapalua. I'm being facetious. Like I'm not, but I was like, wait a minute. Like, where are we going? When I say people were lined up all the way up and down that street, and it was like we were just waiting on tacos. And to top it off, Raw, like this was maybe coming down like during the pandemic, to be quite honest with you. So you had people with their mask on, you know, we following social distancing and all of that. But I'm like, they said that you brought them back.
Yeah, but I personally didn't know. I really did it because it was good to me,
right?
You know what I mean? And it got to the point where they had to move because the county was like, nah, this y'all can't have this here now. Like, come on. But they over there in Plant City now doing their thing.
Yes, they are.
But, you know, that's what I do. I do my reviews. You know, I like it. Some people say, oh, you don't never say what's bad. Oh, you need to go to a bad spot. I'm not finna go nowhere that I don't like.
Right.
You know what I mean? I hope it's good when I get there, you know, and just so happen it is, you know. But, the Raw Review, y'all, look out for that.
So go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I was on TikTok, but they took it, so we got to start over again.
Listen, we got to figure out how to get him back on TikTok. He had a lot of viewers and a lot of actually followers. And so definitely when you get that back, I definitely will share your page and all of that. Because, you need to do that, because I definitely see you being able to be an influencer, like a foodie and all of that. Because I'm telling you, people started like inboxing me because I do the same thing. Yeah. So I'm like, I gave you your credit. you know, at the very beginning, I was like, no, yo, look at his video, because I think I shared your Facebook post. And I'm like, yeah, we got to get it. Then they moved, like, to, I think it was North Florida, yep. North Florida Avenue.
Oh, you was really like, following.
No, I really, because I'm telling you, it was really good. So you did a great review on that one, because I think I even inboxed you, and I was like, yo, we need to go somewhere and do, like, a review together, because I like to eat just as much as you. Like, this dude had me even inboxing him for avocados, y'all. Like, it don't stop at just restaurants. This man has an avocado tree. Like, I'm following him, like, yo, let's make some.
Look, I got them for sale.
Look, my son right now this morning, no lie, made avocado toast. So whenever they're done, just let me know, because I got a bomb guac recipe that I have. So what's some of your favorite restaurants here?
Honestly, in Lakeland, my favorite restaurant in Lakeland right now, like, that tops it off, because mm-hmm. everything that I've tasted so far is either good or something that I taste and be like, oh, this don't supposed to taste like this, but it's still good. And that's, what's the name of that restaurant? 1961,
62? I promise to goodness, I knew you like were going that. To
that's
say that.
Chain,
I
you and
listen,
me.
Across from Harry's, downtown, yep, Mon Park. Look, I'm telling you,
shouts
I already
out to them.
Before you even said that, I promise I knew that you, I for some reason, I was like, he's going to say this restaurant. And I do, that's one restaurant that I have not gone. So what would you suggest? I haven't gone.
Man,
I was supposed
to
go, like, every time I go, something happens.
Me. I'll tell you everything. No,
everything,
but
what do you go? What's your go-to?
Right now I like the empanadas, because they were different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like your traditional, you know, you think empanadas, you think you're like Mexican empanadas or Puerto Rican, you mm-hmm. know, like you finna put hot sauce
right,
on it.
Right.
This empanada, it was just different. Yeah. Also, like, what is the name of the dish? Oh, they got some good salad. Well, I can't say they got good salad, because it was good one time. It depends on who making the
yeah,
salad,
right.
I guess. Because the last time I went there, that wasn't the same salad.
Yeah.
So I don't know who the chef is. I need to find out.
Right, right.
When my chef come on, you know what I'm talking about? I need to find out who he is.
Like, who made this?
Hey, Bill. Well, yeah.
All right.
You know. But, no, but I'm more so, when I first started going to restaurants, I kind of asked I'm one of the ones that I look on there and see if it's something that I would, that pop.
Yeah.
If it's nothing that pop, I ask the chef, I mean the waiter,
mm-hmm.
what she like, you
yeah.
know what I mean? You know, sometimes you have waiters that, oh, I don't eat this, I don't eat that,
yeah.
so or whatever. So I try that out first and then just go from there. And as of right now, there's really nothing that I can say that, it wasn't good.
That's good.
That's
a dope restaurant, yeah. then. Like, have you yeah. ever been to Patio 850?
Yes, it's been a while, but
okay.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And, like, Red Door. So,
Well, I don't know. I can't. Everybody different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think they're better than Patio 850.
No, I think. Yeah, that's what I hear.
Oh, okay.
That's what I hear. So, I'm going to put that definitely on my list. So, when you think about, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but when you think about, like, so, I like people who can find me, like, I wasn't like this before, but you know, when you experience people who like food too, like if you can take me to like a hole in a wall that's clean, but that has like some good food, like what place is like your little honeycomb hideout when it comes to food, like you just like back door like,
oh,
yeah.
No, I mean, you said hole in the wall that's clean. I can't go to the hole in the wall and it's clean.
I'm trying
clean.
To be nice.
I'm ready to
I'm
walk
trying to be
out that
Listen, I'm trying to be real talk, because I'm trying to be nice if you
that's
name
like
it.
That's like going to Waffle House and talking about them clothes look good. Hell no.
Right. Like,
I don't know.
No, you're good. Like, it's too clean in here. We got this to go.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, I still like Grant's, you know, Memorial.
Yeah.
I mean, I like those spots. And then
yeah.
I don't know if they had a little Jamaican spot on 8th Street. Right by MLK,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's 98. I don't know if it's still there. It's
yeah.
been a while.
Yeah.
But they got real, like, you
know
almost
exactly
feel
what
like
about.
You want to bring your fire.
Exactly.
Like, but, hey, that food, authentic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you and Ocho Rio somewhere. All right.
Exactly. Play with it, right? Okay. So you, I'll give it to you. And I'm going to take you one last stop. Let me tell y'all where else he has been. On a good old Saturday morning, downtown Lakeland, this dude is at the farmer's market. So what? So what you like at the farmer's market, Raw? You been at people's farmer's market. What you like there?
What I did like at the farmer's market is not at the farmer's market anymore because they kind of grew and got big, and that's born and bred.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
But they used to be at the farmer's market, and you have to be there like 6 a.m.
Yep.
Just to get the type of pastry you want, you right. know. But yeah, shouts out to Born and
Listen,
Bread.
Don't play with him. Florida. I'm telling you, like, you know, a foodie recognizes a foodie. Don't play with him. I know he'll know. Already. So that's dope. I like that. I like that a lot. I like the fact that, because those of you who are watching, like, if you're watching this, you'll look at Raw and you'll be like, no, he does. He knows what he's talking about, right? And so I like also the fact that not only, you know, are you a dope connoisseur of fine cuisine, but another thing about you, and it's not that it has to be shocking, it is actually substantially dope. It's actually something that, you know, we look up to in the community because it's something that you're supposed to do. And I know you carry this title with its weight. And you look at it as something, no, this is something that I'm supposed to do. Like, you know, there's no reward for it. But the title of father, you know, father was the first title that you put when you said, this is how I would like to be introduced. And so tell me about your girls, like introduce your girls to the audience. You have three beautiful girls, right? And introduce us to them. And then we'll talk about fatherhood.
Well, they really was supposed to be here, but they wasn't dressed right, and I left their ass. Let's just put it like that.
That's women. You know, we got to get it right. Man, we got to get it right.
I had to get a dog just to get a boy. It's too many women in my house. Jeez.
You got a dog just to get a boy.
Right. Like it's a game. My boy be hanging out. No, but my girls, I mean, you know, there's 7. Let me get it right now. I got a couple of them. They're 7, 9. Well, we got Ryla, the youngest. She just turned 7. Rain just turned 9. And then Azuri is 12. And, you know, everybody, Azuri, 12, that's like a teenager and girl with a girl. 9 is like right in between being, want to be a teenager but still a child.
Right.
You got 7-year-old. She's still a child but want to think she's older. You know what I mean? So everybody got their own personalities and all of that. But, I mean, it's just more so of enjoying, you know, them growing up because of, you know, my childhood. I'm not rich. I just got a job like everybody else, you know. But my childhood was rough. So, you know, once I first got that first child or whatever, it more so was like, okay, I'm going to do right. And really, I kind of surround myself, my true friends. I mean, I know a lot of people know me, but my true friends that I can say, like, I got, it's Paul, Harry, Sylvester, and Craig. Then you got Johnny, Mike, and Marquise Pouncey. So, like, all of them are good fathers.
Right.
You kind of surround yourself by you know, what you want. Not even just that. You just get on their ass if they're not, you know. And it's nothing that I don't see this father. Like, everybody be like, oh, you're such a good dad. Oh, I love you and your girls. I just be doing me. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it. I don't need no award or nothing. Like, I do be preaching for Father's Day now because they do us wrong. Mother's Day, Father's Day coming up.
Yes.
You heard about Mother's Day 2 months.
Yeah.
I ain't heard nothing about Father's Day. Y'all be, that's how they feel, you know, but.
So listen, so come back to what you were going to say. But because of that, yes, Mother's Day is very commercialized. And yeah, we give so many props to mothers. What's your ideal way to celebrate Father's Day?
My ideal way on what? On Father's Day?
On Father's Day. Like, what do you want? How do you want to be treated? What's your expectations on Father's
Day? Excuse
my
language, but I just want to do what the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to chill.
Does that mean, like, kids involved? Or this is, like, your day?
No, like, I do my kids thing because the kids, one thing about your kids, they're always going to give you their presents and things like that. So, you know, they kind of cater to me. as far as, you know, my babies like to make breakfast or, you know, things like that. And I love it, you know. So they do that as far as at home, you know what I mean? But on Father's Day, I more so, I'll go out to a brunch, you know what I'm saying? I would.
Where you brunching at? Where you brunching at?
This Father's Day?
I'm just saying, like, what?
Hey, I'll be everywhere. But no, but it's more so, even if I don't want to go to a brunch or anything like that, I want to chill at the house, you know what I'm saying? It's just more so, it's like a vacation from, like, true fathers. Like, it's like, fathers kind of like mothers. Mothers have it harder than fathers just because you got to take care of the kids and the father, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can't say y'all mothers don't. But a true father also, they neck to neck because they picking up your slack. You know what I'm saying? That when you tired or what have you, mm-hmm. and also they doing what they supposed to do as a man.
Right.
You know, and that's not even if y'all together or not. It's just more so, okay, my baby way over there, like, Rain don't stay with me. I get her every weekend mm-hmm. and every holiday, every time school out. Like, literally, I get my baby. That's just, I ride 30 minutes to go get her. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes she'll meet me, sometimes it's like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll meet me, take me 20 minutes. But every weekend I'm going to get her or whatever. The only time she really at her mom, she with her mom through the week
mm-hmm.
or whatever, going to school and stuff like that. But I just let her know, like, hey, Pop's here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what, me and your mom, whatever happened or whatever. But, I mean, I'm here for you.
I love
you know
that.
What I'm saying? At the end of the day. And because we're a mixed family. Rain and then Azuri, I've been with her since she was like probably one.
Yeah.
And she's 12 now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't know, like, her dad, we don't really know and really don't care. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if he come, we ain't going, you know what I'm saying, not, you know, let the man in his life or whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm here,
right.
You know, like, it's whatever,
right.
You know. So, and Ryla, you know, she got both parents in the home or whatever, so she don't know, you know, she's still kind of young or whatever, but everybody is treated the same, you know
good.
What I'm saying, and everybody is different just because Zuri want to run track, Rain want to play basketball, Ryla want to
do. So you everywhere,
everywhere.
Yeah.
And then still trying to maintain with, you know, jobs, like, actually trying to cause that costs money.
Exactly.
Like, period. If you if you middle class, you hurting right now.
I'm trying
if
to
you
tell
ain't
you.
Rich.
Like,
you
I want to just hold up an SOS and be like, can we get a stimulus? Can we
something.
Can we get? I'll even take the book. At this point, I'll tear out a coupon. Right. I'll hand it to you some paper money so it's I can like, go get some food. So
man,
I get
what?
You. So you deserve a day. Give him some. Some breakfast, give them some, you know, like some me time. I am so glad that you said that because listen, so I co-parent as well, and my boys, they're with me. They're with their dad every other weekend, and so for the summer, he gets them for a full week, and then I get a full week. It's a verbal thing, right? And so for Mother's Day this year, this was the first year that Mother's Day fell on his weekend. And I wasn't pressed at all to be like, because typically I'll be like, let's switch, you know, and let me get them because this Mother's Day, I was like, yo, bring them back as late as you can. I needed a breather. Like, I mean, my oldest is 13 and my youngest is 8. And I was like, so I know exactly what you're saying because, like, in the past, I would be like, wait, it's Mother's Day. You don't want to stay. You know, that's when you're supposed to be with your kids or whatever. Look, I'm trying to tell you, 2022.
But you're 365, man.
Listen,
man,
I'm trying to tell you. I was like, and so my friends was like, well, yeah. Like, why? You shouldn't feel guilty about that. But I'm telling you, it's like a few people made me feel so guilty about that. And I'm like, yo, look. Honestly,
they can't be 365.
I'm trying to tell you. I was like,
they
look,
kids, 6 months.
So that's why I was like, look, y'all, make sure he is taken care of. Make sure you know you do pedicures.
Who, me?
Yeah.
If they, nah, they know how to do it themselves now.
Okay.
Talking about the kids.
No, you. I'm saying we trying to picture
a
day for you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm like, you know, kid this meet up.
You know, I go ahead. Don't put that shining shit on
not,
me now. But, you know, I do my pedicure.
Okay.
Get some of that little
wine. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So just feed you. You want to go out that night, you know, with your boys, or you just, you know, you chilling?
Father's Day, I probably do go out that night and then, you know, chill with the fam. And then, like I said, my boys, you know, we sometimes we'll get together, whatever. But this Father's Day is probably more so just chill with the fam doing early on and then probably go out that night.
Yeah, I like that. That's what's up. So I truly hope that you get that. I hope you get your day of solace and you feel like you're supposed to as being a great father. So I want to back up just a second because you said, yeah, you know, this is something that I do. This is not for a reward. It's just, this is what you're supposed to do. And you said you surround yourself with a collective of men, substantial men who themselves are great fathers. And so you guys probably hold each other accountable. I'm pretty sure you guys probably, you know, I picture you guys going on like family trips as like the dads, like y'all just kind of get together and well, bring the kids together.
It'd be more, it'd be everybody. I'm not the women too, but no, it's more so we were friends first. We grew up, you know what I'm saying? Some of us went to high school together and remained friends. Some of us was friends from the dirt, from JITS. And it's just more so we all still hold each other accountable when it comes to those kids. Like I go to, people probably see my Facebook and I'll be like, yeah, I'm at Nep game. Yeah. And you ain't never seen, you don't even know who Nep is. You know what I'm saying? But he's a kid in my life that I actually probably been to every one of his birthday parties or whatever. And it's the same thing with all the kids that surround me, you know what I'm saying? I just go because I know how it was when I was younger. I didn't have nobody to go to my games and I didn't have nobody to really be there for me. And once I did move with my grandfather, I mean, that was really my only father. He just died like the last March, I think the end of March.
Sorry, hear that.
But he was my grandfather, so he was kind of older once I did get into those stages. So a lot of stuff I kind of learned, you know, myself, you know what I mean? But for my kids and the kids, like kids, period. I mean, that's my weakness. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like even with like the Poundsey twins, they've been doing a camp. Matter of fact, they got a camp next Saturday that they've been doing like for the last 10, 11 years.
It's a football camp, right?
Yeah, football camp. Yeah. Okay. And I mean, when I do have time or whatever, I like to do things like that. That's fun for me to kind of help the kids or whatever. You know what I'm saying? My business, before COVID or what, we used to give book bags out, every year. It's a little community of us in Lakeland that it's people that you don't even know that's together. We kind of came together where we do, you know, different things like the whole Thanksgiving thing, Tabit House, Big Bo, shouts out to Big Bo. Yeah. She kind of put us together, whatever. We bring our kids, hey, feed these because they're less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of try to do everything that you know that should have been done in your life as a child. You kind of instill those into your kids, but then also know that your kid is still different from you and they're different from their sister or their brother or whatever. Every kid is different, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's my thing. I'm a kid myself inside, you know what I'm saying? Because I like to, you know, I be watching movies and stuff with my girls all the time.
I'm trying to tell you.
Let it go. All right. Hey, that's my movie that now. Me and my baby.
Who's your favorite character?
I like Elsa. Well, I like Anna. Everybody like Elsa.
Okay. I like Olaf. Olaf is Olaf is my
goofy.
Dude.
He
I like Olaf. He's my dude. You know what I'm saying? He is. So I want to, you know, I know that you say you went to stay with your grandfather, and this is a conversation that I've heard several times. This is a conversation that's typical when we're talking to males. It's not necessarily, it's a one-sided thing because females don't necessarily get hit with this question because typically a female will be raised by her mother or her mother and her father. You know, that's typical. When we hit, and we talk about guys and how they were raised, you know, when we see someone that we consider to be a deadbeat dad, and if you talk to him, one of the excuses that I've just commonly heard is that I didn't have an example to know how to be a good father. So I didn't know how to, and maybe it was in my heart to be a good father, but I didn't see a good example. So you know, you're saying that at some point you did not have that father figure, but then you did have that father figure. So how do you explain being such a great father with that? Because I mean, do you, it's not necessarily do you buy that excuse of what they're saying, like, I didn't know how to father, like, I didn't have a father, or they just kind of pick up those same
that's
trends.
An excuse. I mean, you kind of hit it on the head, but I really was, you know what I'm saying, raised by kind of multiple people, you know what I'm saying, I was kind of bounced around as a child or whatever, so it's kind of different with me. I didn't stay with, like, all girls, my aunt in Tallahassee, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My dad came and got me when I was 3 years old. I was with him for a while or whatever, but Papa was a Rolling Stone. He got you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, as you get older or whatever, you understand that's just how it was and, you know, how the cards was dealt, but you don't hold that against him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, my pops right now, he's still, you know what I'm saying, he's still here, and what's the word I'm looking for?
Like a rapport with him or relationship
with
him?
Yeah, we got a good relationship. I still, like, at the end of the day, I feel like it's you, what you want to do to with your seed, with who, what came out of you, you know what I'm saying, or what you help. Because any man that has an excuse of why he wouldn't be there, unless now it is, I can't say it ain't some situations now. Yeah. I know mm-hmm. it is some situation that, you know, you got baby mothers that just don't want. And then you like with me early on, I had, you know, situations or whatever, but I took initiative to go to court or do this and do that. Now me and my baby mother got a great relationship you know what I'm saying? I don't have no problems.
Good.
Or whatever, but it's just something that I'm like, I could have said F you and let you do you and went on about my way or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I just chose to stay. And it's not, I feel like all what I went through growing up, it kind of helped me along the way. Because when I stayed with my aunt, she was going to church. Mm-hmm. We had when you get home from school, you got to do your homework. You got to watch Barney. We was hooked on phonics. I'm making all A's, auntie. Well, I'm hooked on phonics, but you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all of that, you know, she helped me with eating right. You know what I'm saying? I used to eat like this and you know, I know people that eat like that, and in my head I always hear my auntie, boy, you don't hold that spoon right. Or you know. So it's just different thing. I just ended up with my grandfather last or whatever. And it helped me once I did have kids or whatever. Of course it is things that were missing in my life that I feel like I want my kids to have, but I feel like what happened to me in my life helped me along the way to be the man that I am. So it's not an excuse. It is an excuse if you say you're not, because there's people out here that only had a mom. There's people out here that was orphans, you know what I'm saying? And now they grown, jobs, wife, or vice versa, you know what I'm saying? And kids, and they doing great with themselves. So it is an excuse.
So you think it's your mind state. Yes, your mind state and your mindset.
Yeah, saying certain things, you know, does happen to great people, you know, saying bad things happen to good people. Right. I will say that. So I'm not saying every situation is different. So I can't say, you know, but overall, I feel like, yes, it's an excuse.
Okay. And I appreciate you saying that. And I just hope that someone, you know, who may be in that situation, I'm the type of mother where even if I did deal with that type of father, I truly believe, because I've dealt with highs and lows. You know, I feel strongly that I'm not going to do anything to stop this person from seeing their seed, like you stated. Like, you know, they need their mother, but they definitely need their father. So I'm just one of those parents that see over the dirt and the mud, you know, like whatever it is. And, you know, it's like we've got to work as a team to co-parent these children that we both birth. So it's substantial. It's upstanding that you are that type of father and that you sound like you are that type of father for your kids, your, you know, the neighborhood kids, cousins, and all of that. So that's
all love the kids.
All love the kids. But we're gonna have to do a Christmas. Like if y'all do a turkey giveaway or Christmas thing, let me know. Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. We'll partner with y'all and help you with that. So I was telling you before we started this podcast, I said I'm gonna remind you of how we met. And I said, do you remember how we met? And you said,
Nope.
And so, listen, here's the absolute crazy thing about it is that I didn't know you, though. You were with...
Ty Word.
I want to say you were with, like, you were hanging with Fly and
Ty Word Records.
Yes, Ty Word, yes. Okay. Yes, Ty Word, right? So you guys, y'all were together, and I was hosting, like, events left and right, you know, after I graduated from FAMU. Yep. And I'm telling you, like, I didn't know you personally, but you would just come up to me, and you would be so positive. Like, you were, like, a hype dude. Like, I can't tell you what you said. You know how people say, like, people may not remember who you are, they might not remember what you said to them, but they're going to always remember how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. And so I was going back to that, and I was like, all I can remember is you with the shades, you with a bright smile, and you just, like, you just really amping me up. Like, you just were, like, that cool dude in the group, and you just were so positive. And so that's what I remember from you. Like, I may not have, you know, I did remember your name, but it's like we hadn't even had, like, a formal conversation. But it was just, they knew me. So it was like, hey, we yeah. You know, we cool. Y'all cool. We cool. So you just were a cool dude.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I really don't remember. We were hanging out them right? days. So we was. We had a good time. Those was the good old days.
Good
man.
Old days, right? Yeah, so I did want to tell you that, because that was another reason why I was like, you know, we may not have a personal relationship, or I can't call him my homeboy. He can't call me his homegirl, but... Like, you know, on social media, we follow one another. Yeah. Like, we love to eat. So I'm like, you know, we interact.
And when I see you, you know, I say, what's up? You
exactly. Because you're just a good dude people, like that. You know? Right, right. So I know we were discussing prior to the show that I was telling you that the cornerstone of my podcast is the power of the dope comeback story. You know, we've all had something that we've had to overcome. Some of us are still... in the midst of our comeback, because I kind of consider myself to be in the midst of a comeback, but we've made several comebacks. People just, you know, if you're resilient, you're going to make a comeback. So when you reflected on that particular aspect of this podcast, what do you consider to be your comeback story?
My comeback story? I mean, I personally don't have a comeback story. The only reason why I say I don't have a comeback story because I'm still not where I'm still trying to get where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even if, you know, I was, it was a time that I was on top of the world and I fell down and had to get back, I feel like if the time in my life that I did fall down and have to get back, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get past that if I'm on the moon, I'm trying to get to another galaxy, if that makes
right.
sense.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? And,
It's here. It sounds like you're just saying, like, you are constantly trying to progress to the next level.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. that's why I say it's not a comeback, because it's never been a point in my life that I said, now this is where I want to be. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it can't be a comeback story.
Have you ever experienced anything that you felt, had I not been grounded or had I not been the guy or man that I am, this probably could have broke me? But because
all the time, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, but being coming from where I come from, that's every day. Like in the hood, like mm-hmm. it's kids every day. You got a choice to, if somebody hits you in your face, you got a choice to shoot their ass or walk away. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Or you got a choice right. to fight or not. You know what I'm saying? Or if somebody call you a nigga or something like that, you got a choice to whoop them or not. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
it's crazy because I done been, I know rich, rich, rich people. I know mm-hmm. people that's not rich but living well. I know mm-hmm. poor. I know I done been, like, around so many different people where I can truly say the hood itself and the environment itself is mm-hmm. it's hard. You know what I'm saying? So if you can survive there,
right.
it's like, it ain't nothing but going up. Like when I got my first job, it was like, oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying? I got a job and I ain't looking over my, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, or what have you, but it was always progressed. You like everything that I ever did in my life, I always progress, and I'm just hoping that I can continue to progress, but it's never really been a time where I fail and I can really say I need to come back, because I remember when I was lower than where I fell at, if that makes sense.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does.
So,
yeah.
So as far as a comeback story, I would say I'm still trying to get, you know what I'm saying, get there. Now, you know, when I had kids, of course, I changed, you know, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just more so because I'm not here for just me.
Exactly.
You know, I'm here for my girls. And everything is kind of, you know, evolve around the future. And that's what me and kids, period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, you might have I done been in Walmart and you have a badass jit, and I'm not the type that be like that jit bad. I'm the type like, sit your ass down.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they parents right there, you know what I'm saying? And it's never been a point where I got in no altercation with them or nothing, but because they know they was bad at the time, you know what I'm saying? So you kind of look, if you look at that at all kids, not just yours, then it's more so, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know, it's just different.
It takes a village, and because I keep looking at the shirt that you have on, and we had a conversation before
we even had
this podcast. So I'm a even give him a little shine on my show, because I see how important, you know, Jeffrey Williams' program is here in Lakeland. He has the Success Club, you know, the Risk Club. He has the team business camp, et cetera. You know, my boys and I, we had the opportunity to go with his organization to Atlanta, Georgia, for spring break. And I was surrounded by so many different types of kids, of different ages, of different skill sets, of different backgrounds, home bringings, and, you know, all of those things. And to have them at the epicenter of the mission of the Risk Club, it was incredible to see how some of those kids started off on the trip and then how they ended. And I just got a snippet of what the program does. Like, I've seen the summer work. Like, I've come to, I think I've gone to one session, but you have on a Success Club shirt. Shout out to
Mr. Jeffrey.
Mr. Jeffrey Williams.
See, I still said Mr. My boy don't play. All right. No, but Mr. Jeffrey, I will say him, Mike from the Boys Club. Yeah. Like, you know, they some of the guys in our community in Lakeland that really need their flowers now, because I came up under Jeffrey, you know what I'm saying, church, and I was even telling you, like, it ain't even just when we was at the team business, like, my grandfather always had us in church, and we went to the same church as Mr. Jeffrey.
One thing about it, you
better get right. He gonna be the same Risk Club, TV, wherever you at church, he the same, on the streets, he the same guy, so, And what's crazy, I was looking for my Raw J Entertainment shirt. And I couldn't find my shirt, and I was running late. I'm running late. And I got this shirt from Mr. Jeffrey probably like maybe a year or two. And it's just been hanging up in my closet. And I'm looking, and I just see this. Like, it's a Success.
Listen.
And I put it on. I'm like, you know what? This what I'm going to wear.
This what you're going to wear.
But that's what, especially when it comes like Father's Day and the kids. I mean, it's all about the kids. Mother's Day, Father's Day is really about the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he was one of the ones that I really can say in the hood, he really, like, my boy, he's still there.
You know,
to this 40 years. I don't even know how long my boy has been in it. He's been in it. And then Nino Brown shots out them cakes.
Listen, that is the best pound cake in the... Listen, I told him I don't pick up on that almond extract. Like, you got some almond in here somewhere.
That's, look. You still ain't going to be able to make it. You have all the ingredients.
Right. So big ups and shout out to the Risk Club, because they are doing incredible things. And so... Is mentorship in your future, or you feel like you organically just are naturally a mentor, or would you give of your services directly to a program like the Risk?
Yeah, Club? I don't mind. I never mind giving my services. I mean, you know, right now with the girls and working and trying to be an entrepreneur, like all that is crazy. But I don't, if it comes, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they call, just like when you call me, I'm like, okay, you know what? I ain't did no podcast about being no father. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go.
You know, I'm down for it. You know, I support. I mean, that's just my thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whether a person support me or not, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I mean, my grandfather always told me, I asked him one day, why do you give so much to this church? Like, you don't know if the pastor good. You don't know nothing. You give him your 10% every time the church need this dude, that dude. He give him, you know, he told me straight up, it don't matter what the church do after you do what you supposed to do within your heart. Because you give him your 10% because you know you giving it to God. You giving this to the church because you know. And it's the same way. I'm helping or I'm supporting just because I know that's what, it don't matter if you support me or not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't even know if you're talking behind my back. We so kindred on that. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, of course, especially, you know, with the kids or whatever. Shots, oh, I want Corey Tuma. That's another, you know what I'm saying? He ain't been in the game as long as, because he's a little younger, but my boy really, he's been out here because I can remember being in Corey Tuma talent shows as a kid. So he's definitely been.
What you did?
Been out here. Don't. Hey.
What you did? Y'all in the comments. Y'all. What he did? Hey, what was he about doing? All right. Let me find out what your stage name was. Don't tell me.
All right. Stage name. I'm out here. But, and you know, Corey always, his thing always be, am I from Polk County? Yeah. Am I from Lakeland? Yeah. Because I think you're from Mount Dora or something like that. You know, people always like, oh, if you wasn't born here or whatever, you're not, you know, whatever. But I'm saying, Tuma, you from the air, though.
At the very end of the day. Right? Right.
But, but anything that I can personally do, especially when it comes to kids, I don't mind doing, especially when, you know, my time. Mm-hmm. I don't mind taking time out of my day, my life, or whatever to help anyone, you know. And that's kind of like my grandfather, that's all he used to do, like around the neighborhood. My boy, he cook, you eat. It's that simple. It's 15 kids out there, come get a plate.
Listen, I love that. You know what you should do? Not that we're talking about food, I'm gonna go and throw to another past guest that I have, Michelle Threat. I want to give you another shout out on this podcast. I had Michelle Threat on for episode 20. And Michelle Threat has A Taste of Love. She has a food truck. Okay. So I want you to go and do a review of her food truck. Let me tell you what she does. She has a food truck, and she feeds the community raw.
Oh, wow.
Like today, she fed 199 kids. Oof. And she does it for free.
For free?
Like their parents can come. They can come. And she's in Lake Wells. And have you eaten from the, I think it's the Poco Loco, the Pollo Loco truck. It's the fruit truck that he sells smoothies, but he sells like the fruit.
On Memorial? No, not the one on Memorial.
Sometimes he's on Memorial. Sometimes he's in Bartow. Like they travel around.
I don't know.
She's partnered with him. And so he's doing like the free smoothies. So they'll do a smoothie and then they'll do the food. So in Lake Wells, and I want you to, when we finish this, I'll tag her in it. But anybody who wants to support her, but I felt like that would be such a dope thing for you to
contact,
do. Like if
contact me with now.
Yeah, if you were to like do a review, she can cook. But when I found out, I'm like, you're doing this for free? She's like, God laid it on her heart one day and she just followed what he told her to do. And so, like I was looking, like I said, I was following her, and she fed 199 people today for free, y'all. For free. And it's not just, you know, not hot dogs and hamburgers. No, she throws down. Like, she throws down. So I just wanted to give her a plug. Michelle Threat in Lake Wells. So you got to look out for her. And I wanted my listeners and the viewers to know her as well. So you said that your whole premise is that you level up. And so what I want to do is kind of just end with you being able to promote yourself and spotlight all those things that you have going on. So where do you see a pinnacle? Like that's if I get to this point, then I can chill out. Like, what's an immediate goal you have? Yes, you. Like, when you say you haven't gotten there yet.
I don't know. I can't say just because it's not a point that I want to be. But I guess I can say I would know once I get there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the moment now, I just know that it's another level that mm-hmm. I could be. You know what I'm saying? And that's in my life, period, whether it's, you know, being an entrepreneur, being a family man, at my, you know, at my job, or, you know, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So, as a father, what's the dopest thing about being a great father?
The dopest thing about being a great father? Oh, man, there's so many dope things. Watching your kids grow, it was just the other day, me and my fiance, we looking at an old video of Ryla. Mm-hmm. She about to cry. I'm like, man, stop being soft now. It was cool to see her as she was as a kid because, you know, that was, I mean, as a baby, a kid because she's still... But as a baby, you know, that was probably like 6 years ago or whatever. Like, she was probably like one, maybe going on two because she was talking a little bit. But and seeing her now, and, you know, everybody got that moment that you laugh at your kid because, mm-hmm. you know, you be like, wow, like this is my human, you know. But that's the best thing to me, just watching them grow. And once they do get to that point where they're grown, or I can nod my head and be like, okay, I did good. Or it get to that point where I know I did everything I could. Even if they, I don't know what they're going to end up being. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping.
They're going to be great.
But at least I know, like how my homeboy, like how I say in football, leave it all on the field. You know what I'm saying? I know as a father, I left it all on the field and I enjoyed it. Like, yeah, you go to Disney World. I have fun at Disney World. I don't sit there and be, I'm not one of those dads that just sit there and watch my kids play on the slide. I might be on the slide too. I'm on kiddie rides. I'm doing it all.
We find out you win the people teacups.
Hey, oh, I was. I can show you a picture right now. We slide.
Slide in the
teacup, you know. But and I just, you know, because it's gonna be those times where they're gonna want to be on the big roller coasters and all that. Now then, I might be like, all right, y'all go ahead, I see you, you know. But that's the best thing to me because I know I never, like, I didn't have my father half of my life, you know. And I had my grandfather. My grandfather was, he died when he was 91.
Wow.
So he was older, you know, so it's old school. And some of y'all got those old school parents, y'all know, you know. So just for me to, you know, be able to do things with them and still bring out the kid in me, it's cool. Then have to just be around a whole bunch of adults all the time. And you got to be hard 1 minute. And next minute is how you got to, you know, present this or present, you know, you ain't got to worry about that because a kid don't care,
right,
you know,
right.
How you present whatever they like, the goofy of the goofiest, right. They cool with all
they
that.
Just want you.
They just want you. Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Listen, so like leave it all on the field. I like that. And I commend you for the great job that you're doing with your kids, the great job that you're doing in the community. You know, keep climbing the corporate ladder. Keep doing your thing when it comes to entrepreneurship. You got to give us one more bad on the way out.
All right,
because the good outweighs the bad. And so this has been episode 33 of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazzy podcast. Look, Raw J has already called me out by saying, look, that's long. And it is. Just look, once you keep following and following, all you got to do is type in that J-A-Z and it'll come right up. So follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. That's Jazzy, J-A-Z-Z-I-E, Conversations with Jazz. Follow me, like, subscribe, engage, and definitely after you listen to this podcast, we need you to review it, all right? I need you to review it on all podcast platforms and also leave us a review wherever you watch this. Go back and copy and paste. Hey, do a review on Facebook, do a review on IG, and let everybody know that you like the show. So I will see you again for episode 34. Take care.
Bye. Get that.